Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
One of Pittsburgh's oldest ethnic neighborhoods, Polish Hill is known as much for its hilly terrain as its unique name. James O'Hara, a quartermaster general in the Revolutionary Army, purchased a tract of land in 1773 that he named Springfield Farms, and we know today as Polish Hill. Its earliest residents included Captain Ebenezer Denny, who in 1816 became the first mayor of the city of Pittsburgh. In the ensuing years, the settlement became part of Heron Hill, and by the late 1800s, large numbers of Polish immigrants settled along the winding streets and steep slopes. Many came from Europe to be part of Pittsburgh's growing industrial workforce, and the hillside community's central location provided an easy walking route to nearby steel mills and factories. In 1905, construction concluded on the Immaculate Heart of Mary Church, which remains the centerpiece of the hilltop neighborhood. The church, along with a variety of ethnic restaurants, delis, and shops, provided a cultural identity to the many Polish residents who settled there. With a footprint of just 1/4 of a square mile, the tiny neighborhood is nestled on a steep hillside surrounded by the Strip District, Bloomfield, the Hill District, Oakland, and Lawrenceville. Though no longer exclusively Polish, Polish Hill is still a tight-knit community where many residents have lived for generations. Century-old row houses, brick homes, suburban-style ranches, and brand-new townhomes dot the hilly terrain. With a wonderful view of the Allegheny River and a unique ethnic heritage, Polish Hill continues to be a gem among the city of Pittsburgh's 91 neighborhoods.